Carnation Evaporated Milk presents Mr. Michael Rennie on Stars Over Hollywood.
I'm frightened. I'm frightened to death. For 10 years, I've been a father in name only. And now, suddenly, I really have to be a father to a daughter I've never known. I just don't know what to do.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents the world's best-known stars, actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio. Such famous names as Dale Robertson, Joan Caulfield, David Niven. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you transcribed the star of the 20th Century Fox production, Les Miserables, Michael Rennie. The story, The Way of a Maid. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember Carnation. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
It's always wise to have several cans of Carnation on hand because there are so many ways to use it. Carnation evaporated milk, you know, is more than double rich. You can use it as cream. For just as it pours from the can, Carnation has the consistency of cream, and there's good, rich cream in every drop. For milk purposes, simply dilute Carnation with an equal amount of water. That gives you milk that's richer than your state standard for bottled milk. And yet, as rich and as widely useful as Carnation evaporated milk is, it costs you less than half as much as cream, and far less than bottled milk. So, whatever your milk needs are, for cooking, for coffee, for baby feeding, use a milk of highest quality. Use wonderful Carnation evaporated milk, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of The Way of a Maid, starring Michael Rennie in the role of Michael Warren. Curtain going up. Michael Warren has been on many trains during the past 10 years in England, France, Germany, Japan, Korea. But this is different. This, after 10 years, is the United States. As the train rushes across the country, his eyes hungrily devour the giant panorama of America. And out of his happiness, he speaks to the girl in the seat across from him.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
I said it's beautiful, isn't it?
What is?
All of it. The farms, the fields, the little towns.
Oh, you've been away.
10 years.
10 years? Really?
Mm-hmm. In the army. Now I wonder how I could have stayed away so long.
Well, that's certainly a long time to be away from home.
Yes. You're from New York, Miss...
Brent. Allison Brent.
My name is Michael Warren.
How do you do, Mr. Warren? No, I've been in New York on my vacation. I'm on my way back to Los Angeles and my job.
Fine. I'm going all the way through, too. Your job, you said. May I ask what you do?
I'm secretary to Mr. Bailey of Winston, Bailey & Blake.
A law firm?
Yes. Do you know them?
No. I'm afraid I'm a little out of touch with the business world. But I was almost a lawyer before the war.
Oh, were you? Will you go on with it now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty undecided about my future. You see, I'm going home to see my daughter.
Your daughter? And your wife?
Dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
10 years ago, Miss Brent. The hurt is gone now.
How old is your daughter, Mr. Warren?
Kathy is 10. I've never seen her.
You haven't?
No, you see, Kathleen died when Kathy was born. She was my whole life. I couldn't bear to even look at the baby. I rushed out of the hospital and wandered around the streets for hours. For days, actually. I went back to the apartment only when I was completely exhausted.
But the baby?
I still couldn't bring myself to see the child. Somehow I felt that denying the baby's existence would bring Kathleen back to me. You know how strange the human mind can be.
Yes.
Well, in the midst of all this, I received my greetings from the government. Kathleen's mother said she'd keep Kathy. I knew she'd have the best of care, so I went overseas.
But 10 years?
Well, when I came up for discharge, I re-enlisted. Oh, I don't expect you to understand. I probably sound like some kind of inhuman monster to you.
Strangely enough, I think I do understand. My fiancé was killed in the war. For months, I wouldn't look at a paper or turn on the radio. I guess I was denying the existence of the war that had killed him. Just as you denied Kathy.
I'm sorry, miss. Could we make it Michael and Allison?
Of course we could. Well, as you said, the hurt is gone now. But you finally decided to come home and meet your daughter, hmm?
I can't even offer that in self-defense. The truth is, the decision was forced on me. Kathy's grandmother died a short time ago. As soon as I received word, I knew I couldn't avoid my responsibility any longer.
His mysterious ways.
Maybe. But I'm going back primarily to put Kathy in a good school.
Where is she, Michael?
She's with a cousin of Kathleen's. I wired them I'd be getting into L.A. Saturday.
You do have a problem, don't you? A 10-year-old daughter you've never seen.
Frankly, Allison, I'm scared to death. I guess that's my only excuse for burdening you with my troubles. I'm frightened at suddenly becoming a father. And you're very sympathetic.
Well, I don't mean to seem presumptuous, Michael, but if I can do anything at all to help you, I'd be happy to.
Thanks, Allison. I may take you up on that. Allison?
Yes?
Michael Warren.
Yes, Michael.
You probably haven't even had time to unpack yet.
No, I haven't.
I don't mean to rush you, but when I got to the hotel, there was a wire waiting for me. Kathy's coming into Union Station this morning.
Oh, how wonderful.
I'm still scared, Allison.
Now, Michael.
I don't know how to act like a father.
You don't have to act like anyone. Just be yourself. She'll love you.
Would you? Well, I mean, I know I don't have any right to ask it when you're just home and everything, but would you go to the train with me?
Oh, well, of course I will. I'm very anxious to meet your daughter.
Thanks a lot. I'll pick you up at 8:30. She'll be coming through here, I believe. Gate number 3.
What time is the train due?
2 minutes ago. I guess it's late.
Oh, relax, Michael. It'll be here. See, the board says it's on time. Oh, there come the first passengers now.
Scott, I don't even know who to look for.
Don't you even have any pictures of her or anything?
Nothing.
Well, then we'll just have to look for a little girl all by herself. There. No, she's taken. Oh, there she is, Michael.
Where? Are you sure?
No, but she certainly looks like you. Go speak to her.
Are you Miss Kathy Warren?
Yes, I am. Are you Mr. Michael Warren?
Yes, I am. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Daddy.
It was Kathy, wasn't it?
Right. Allison, may I present my daughter, Kathy? Kathy, this is Miss Brent, who was kind enough to come to the station with me.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello, Kathy.
Well, shall we get a cab?
My luggage, Daddy.
Luggage?
Cousin Jane checked it through on the train. We have to pick it up here at the station. That must be the place where all those people are standing.
I see. Do you have a check?
Oh, yes, right here in my purse. There.
All right. You wait here with Miss Brent and I'll get your luggage.
2 suitcases, Daddy. A brown one and a blue one. Do you think you'll get the right one?
I'm sure he will. Shall we sit here on this bench and wait?
All right. This is a beautiful station, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very beautiful station.
It's so big.
Did you enjoy your trip, Kathy?
Oh, yes. This is the first time I've ever been on a train. Daddy's handsome, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Are you in love with him?
Oh, no, dear, no. I just met him on the train on the way out here.
It could have been love at first sight.
Yes. Yes, it could have been.
Well, girls, how do you like the apartment?
Oh, I like it, Dad.
It's wonderful, Michael. Such nice big rooms.
I'm glad you both approve. I thought Kathy could bunk in here.
Oh, what a darling little room.
Oh, it's just perfect for her.
And then when she goes away to school, I can use it as a den.
When I go away to school?
Why, sure, honey. You've got to have an education, you know. Now, we'll find a good boarding school where you'll be happy.
But I'd be happy here with you.
You've got to go to school, kitten.
I know, but I thought I'd stay with you and go to public school. We passed one today.
I'm afraid that wouldn't work, honey.
I won't be any trouble, Daddy. I'll take care of myself, and I'll dust the furniture and wash the dishes. I can even cook a little grandma tub.
Kathy, you'll change your mind when we find a nice school. Right now, let's carry in the suitcases and get ourselves officially moved in here.
Well, you're early, Michael.
Anxious, I guess.
I'll be ready in 1 minute. Make yourself comfortable.
Thanks, I will. Cute little place you have, Allison.
Thank you. Did you have any trouble getting tickets for tonight?
No, but I won't promise how good our seats are.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It's a small theater. How's Kathy?
Fine. She's staying with Mrs. Johnson tonight. In the apartment across the hall, you know?
Oh, yes. Have you reached a decision yet about her school? I mean, will she stay with you or go to boarding school?
That was decided before I ever got back to the States. She's going to boarding school. Ready?
Ready. She's going to be awfully unhappy, Michael.
She'll be all right.
It's been a lovely evening, Michael.
I've enjoyed it. It's nice to be with you, Allison.
Thank you.
I've just realized the last few days how lonely I was wandering around the world. I hope there'll be a lot of evenings like this.
So do I.
May I kiss you goodnight?
Yes, Michael.
Allison, I...
Yes.
Good night, Allison.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, The Way of a Maid, starring Michael Rennie, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's talk to our authority on foods and cooking, Mary Blake. She'll tell us about an exciting recipe that women all over the country are talking about. It adds a creamy touch of perfection to fresh vegetables, like asparagus and green beans that are so plentiful now. What does it take to do that bit of summertime magic, Mary?
All it takes is cheese and Carnation Evaporated Milk, Art.
Say, that sounds quick and easy, which should make it a good idea for the busy 4th of July weekend when our homemakers will really appreciate time savers.
It is a time saver, Art, and that's exactly why I call this recipe Lightning Quick Cheese Sauce, made richer and creamier in one-third the time with Carnation.
All right then, Mary, let's have the recipe.
First, combine one large can of Carnation Evaporated Milk with 1/2 teaspoon of salt in a saucepan.
I have that. Combine one large can Carnation with 1/2 teaspoon salt in a saucepan.
Simmer to just below boiling. That should take about 2 minutes.
Okay. Simmer for about 2 minutes to just below boiling.
Now add 1 cup of cubed or grated processed type American cheese and keep the sauce over heat for about 1 minute or until the cheese melts and stir occasionally.
Add 1 cup cubed or grated processed type American cheese. Keep sauce over heat about 1 minute until cheese melts. Stir occasionally. And then?
And then simply pour it over your vegetables and serve at once.
Sounds mighty smooth to me, Mary.
Smooth is right, Art. And you know, the secret of this speedier, smoother cheese sauce is simple. Carnation is more than double rich. So rich that no flour or shortening is needed. And Carnation is specially heat-refined for better blending with the cheese. for better cooking results in general.
Try it, ladies. You'll find that Carnation gives all your foods an extra creamy richness. So make it your cooking milk. Carnation evaporated milk. We return now to the second act of The Way of a Maid, starring Michael Rennie in the role of Michael Warren. After 10 years overseas, Michael Warren has returned home to a daughter he had never seen. On the train, he met Allison Brent, a charming and sympathetic girl who has tried to help him adjust to his somewhat sudden role as a father. Tonight, the Warrens have invited Allison to be their first dinner guest in their new apartment. Kathy is giving her a preview.
Daddy got the baked ham and potato salad from the delicatessen on the corner, and I sliced the tomatoes. They're kind of raggedy, I guess.
They're fine, kitten. I like raggedy tomatoes.
Anyhow, there's a scrumptious dessert from the bakery.
Oh, it sounds delicious, Kathy. I'm so glad you asked me to dinner.
She's been stewing around like any hostess, polishing the alleged silver, setting the table.
It's fun. I think I'm going to like entertainment.
Oh, really?
Well, Miss Elsa Maxwell, we better get our dinner out of the icebox and onto the table, eh?
Your pipe, Daddy?
Please, kitten. You don't mind, Allison?
Oh, no. I like the smell of a pipe.
I'll light it.
Okay. Just a minute. Now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, girls, I start to school again the 15th of next month.
Law school, Michael?
Are you going to be a lawyer, Daddy?
I hope so, honey. It shouldn't take me long to get through if I knuckle down to it.
We'll both be going to school, Daddy. I'll hurry home in the afternoon and get dinner started.
Kathy, I'm not going to argue with you anymore about school.
But, Daddy...
I don't want to hear another word about it. Not one. I think you'd better go to bed, Kathy. Now, wait. Tell Miss Brent good night.
Good night, Miss Brent.
Good night, dear.
I'm sorry, Allison. I don't like to play the heavy father, but...
You're actually going to send her away?
You don't approve, do you?
Didn't you ask? No, I don't.
Allison, how can I rear a child, especially a little girl in a bachelor life like mine? She'll be much better off at school.
Michael, don't you see you're taking away her only security?
Security?
Yes. Her grandmother was the first security she knew, and she lost her. Then when you came home, you became that security. She adores you, Michael.
She'll be all right after she's away for a while.
I think you're wrong. You don't realize how serious this is to a child.
Really, Allison, you're magnifying this thing.
Am I, Michael? All right, I won't pull my punches. You're not considering Kathy and what this bachelor life, as you call it, will do to her. You're thinking of what she will do to it. You've lived alone so long, you're jealous of your independence. Kathy threatens...
That's enough, Allison. She's my child, and I'll make the decisions about her.
Yes, she's your child. I have no right to interfere, even to point out the truth. I think I'd better go, Michael. It's late.
I'll take you home.
Don't bother. I'll get a cab at the corner. Good night. Hello?
Allison, I'm sorry to wake you.
Michael?
Yes, I had to call.
Oh, what time is it?
It's early morning. Allison, Kathy has run away.
What?
I heard the door close. It must have been an hour ago, but it didn't really register. When I went to call her to breakfast, she was gone.
Oh, Michael, no!
She left a note. I guess she heard us quarreling last night. She said she hadn't realized how much trouble she was.
Oh.
She said she was taking a dollar out of the grocery money. But I wasn't to worry about her. She'd be all right.
Have you called the police?
Not the first thing. They're looking for her. But Allison, what can I do? I just can't sit and wait.
I'll be right over, Michael.
Allison, thank heaven you're here. I've been half crazy thinking of all the things that could have happened to her.
You do love her, don't you?
Of course I do. This place is like a morgue without her. Oh, Allison, I've been so stupid and
Michael, have you had any breakfast?
I couldn't eat.
Well, let me make you some coffee. You'll feel better. Come on to the kitchen with me.
Where could she have gone, Allison? A 10-year-old girl in a strange city with a dollar.
Well, let's think, Michael.
Think? I've racked my brain.
You're upset, dear. Let me think. Now, where has she been in Los Angeles? The hotel? No, probably wouldn't go there. Or the restaurant where we had dinner? Has she been anyplace else?
The park in the next block. But I've already been all through it.
The station, Michael. Union Station.
Why in the world would she go there? She doesn't have enough money to buy a ticket anywhere.
No, but she was enchanted with it. If I were a child running away, I think I might go to the station. It gives you, well, a feeling of running away.
Sounds crazy to me.
Please, Michael. Call it woman's intuition if you like. But let's go to the station. Right away.
Little lady, you've been waiting around here a long time. Are you lost?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for my father. I guess I got here much too early. Or else this train is awfully late.
Oh, I see. Well, if you want any help or anything, just let me know.
Thank you. I will. Mister. Oh, mister.
Yes, ma'am?
I was just wondering, could you get me a job here?
A job?
I know I'm small, but I'm awfully strong. I could carry suitcases. Not the great big ones, maybe, but the little ones. And I'd work awfully hard.
You belong to the union, miss?
The union?
Well, you have to have a union card before you would get a job here.
Oh. Could you get me one of those cards?
Well, I don't know. I have to have some information first.
What kind of information?
Your name, for one thing. And your age.
My name is Kathy Warren, and I'm 10 years old.
Then I'd have to have your father's name and your mother's.
Do you have to have that?
Well, I'm afraid so.
My mother is dead, and my father's name is Michael Warren.
Your address?
I don't have one. That's why I want a job.
Oh, I see. Do you have any money?
Why do you ask?
Well, you'll have to pay membership dues if you join the union.
I have a dollar. Do you think they'll take me?
Well, I'll tell you. Let me go talk to one of the bosses about it. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll wait right here.
10 years old. Wants a job carrying suitcases. That little lady done run away from home. Oh, I just hope I can find her daddy on the telephone. I couldn't find no Michael Warren in the phone book, boss, so I called information. They had a Michael Warren over on Orange Drive, but he didn't answer the phone. I didn't know what else to do, so I sent for you.
Yeah, you were quite right, John.
Oh, there she is over there, boss, on that bench.
Cute little thing, isn't she? All right, John, I'll go see if I can persuade her to go home. Miss, Kathy Warren?
Yes. Are you from the union?
Well, not exactly. I'm the station master here.
Oh. Can you give me a job?
Well, you'd have to be 15 years old. Are you 15?
No, sir, I'm 10.
Oh.
But I'm awfully strong.
Well, may I ask why you want a job, Miss Warren?
Because I have to find a place to live, and I have to eat. Those things cost money.
Yes, you're right about that. Don't you have a father to take care of you?
I'm too much trouble.
Oh, I can't believe that.
It's true. He and Miss Brent had a fight over me. Daddy got real mad.
Kathy!
Oh, thank heaven we found you, baby. Are you all right?
She's all right, Mr. Warren. We were just discussing the possibility of a job for her.
A job? Oh, kitten, you're the darndest kid.
Woman's intuition pays off. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Miss Brent. Did you think I'd be here at the station?
I thought you might be.
Well, one of the porters found her. She asked him about a job, and he got your name from her and tried to phone you.
I guess we were on our way here.
Daddy, I'm awfully hungry.
We'll have the biggest breakfast in the whole city of Los Angeles. I'm very grateful to you, sir, for your kindness to Kathy.
That was a pleasure, Mr. Warren.
Will you see that the porter gets this for his trouble?
Well, I certainly will. Goodbye, Kathy.
Goodbye, Mr. Station Master. Daddy, here's the dollar I took from the grocery money. I was going to send it to you after I got a job. Are you sure I won't be a bother, Daddy?
Honey, you could never be a bother. I love you too much. Don't you ever forget that.
And we'll live together forever and ever.
Forever and ever. At least until you grow up and get married.
Oh, Daddy.
There's just one thing that might be a little different, kitten. Miss Brent might be coming to live with us. I'm going to ask her to marry me.
You are, Daddy? Well, it's about time.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Michael Rennie. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meanwhile, how about a curtain call, Michael Rennie?
Certainly, Art. My pleasure.
Michael, I'm sure all our listeners agree. You've given us an excellent performance as a perplexed father trying to understand the ways of a daughter.
Well, that's very kind of you. But I'm afraid I still have a good deal to learn when it comes to coping with children. Especially the very young ones.
And now I'll bet we're talking about that wonderful new baby in the Rennie household.
We are indeed.
Well, Michael, as a proud new father, I'm sure you'll be interested in something that millions of parents before you have learned, that their children get along wonderfully with Carnation Evaporated Milk, right from the very beginning.
Well, I must say, Art, that's something we have learned.
Glad to hear it. That's good news to us because Carnation Evaporated Milk is good country fresh cow's milk in its safest, most nourishing, and digestible form. As a parent, you can have full confidence in Carnation. For years, leading baby specialists have recommended it. As a matter of fact, 8 out of 10 mothers who feed their babies Carnation say their doctors recommended it.
Well, I believe that's how we got started with it.
Well, you see, doctors know Carnation is doubly safe for babies, because it's pasteurized and then sterilized after the can is sealed. Not only is Carnation easy to digest, but it's well supplied with the important milk minerals and vitamin D, essential food elements that help build strong bones and good teeth. Yes, wonderful Carnation is a fine food for babies. The milk every doctor knows. And now, Michael, for your charming wife, the mother of that beautiful Carnation baby, here's a bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation Evaporated Milk.
Ah, thanks to you, Art. I know she'll be pleased. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, Michael Rennie. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Mr. David Wayne in a play titled To the Bitter End. And now, here's Mr. Wayne.
Now, I don't pretend to be an expert at child psychology, you understand, but this is one juvenile problem I know I can solve. All it needs is a little common sense.
Thank you, David Wayne. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this amusing play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Doris Litterly. Michael Rennie appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of the Technicolor production White Witch Doctor, starring Susan Hayward and Robert Mitchum. Supporting Mr. Rennie were Lorene Tuttle, Ann Whitfield, Ernest Whitman, and Ken Christie. The program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's Carnation time when it's coffee time. It's Carnation time when you're cooking too. It's Carnation time at baby feeding time. The milk from contented cows for you. All around the clock, it's time for Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Al Show, brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present David Wayne in To the Bitter End. Stay tuned now to hear Fun for All, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the CBS Radio Network.